That was a funny joke.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Human resources. Mm-hmm. Is this human resources?
It is human resources.
What happened to this one?
I copied
it. I did get there. This is legal. But it says human resources.
Okay, so I can change that, right?
Yes, you can. And I will change it, too. I have
you
to change
told
it.
Me that. Last
I have to change it so many places. I change it in one place and think I've got it done, and then I find out that when I pull the report, I got to change it again. So I apologize.
Legal, that's okay. Fault. Sorry, legal. So what you're telling me is I got to carry this thing one more year.
I think so. I can check that to make sure. But I'm pretty sure that's
right. What? Okay. It won't be Jillian, but it'll be. Where did we have the other half? Oh, we had it in R&B. We had it in the half here and half in R&B. Were you looking at line? Are you there, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at line 128.10.110.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We put in 15. I want to put 15 back in there. I want to be that person, obviously. And I think, Rick, you told me that you had moved this morning by email Nikki from our department over to this department. It doesn't matter to me who's in which. One we're going to have vacant, and we'll either fill or we won't fill, but talking about between economic development and
legal.
And one thing you had to do that, and then I wrote the bridge to them.
So this person right here will be half from this department. To put the 15 in, we will not have seen any increase. On the contract labor, we should put in 150 before. We went back to 100. Let's go back up to 150, Rick.
What was the actual on it?
What you got?
I would say that what we're doing is, it looks to me like they're running at 100% of Frank up here and of Pat, but we really need to buy that to the R&B issues, because a lot of our issues are R&B.
I'm trying to catch those if I can, but I haven't.
Well, if we just give you a percentage, I thought we had done that, but maybe we didn't.
No, actually, most of the time, those can be billed out, actual hours, actual costs. Depending on which one you're working on. And we actually did correct one of those.
Actually, we can't do it that way. Stop it. Research contract labor. This is different than. We've got a couple of other things coming up, but. So if we do the 15 rec on line 128.10.110, that's an increase. Do you have that? And on line 128.10.990, we're from 100 to 150. That's the only change there. Do we have office expense down there somewhere? Yes. 18.10 for the research supplies. Do the rest the same? There is no number to carry over. $65 and back to that will be about 170 something.
Legal research is a lot because you had.
You had 300 is where they were.
So what was the legal research? What is that?
I don't know. Your department bills that.
may have been that West law.
That didn't cost us $18,000.
Well, it's rumored that.
$18,000? You got to say probably more than that.
We didn't spend $18,000 to get a $400 a year bill. Sure. $4,200 a year. We need to watch how they're doing that billing. I need to track that, and I'll set that up with whoever it is. We've got dues and conferences for that, in that department. For example, we sent Frank to MAC because there's support for him to be there, and it comes out of GCR. It'd be nice to come out of this particular budget.
I'm saying. I don't know whether
we have. It hasn't been billed. It's just still billed out of here, even though there's no money budgeted there.
Well, we did that in 2012. We had 350.
Hey, Nikki, could you join us for a second?
In our legal department budget, we have a line item for legal research. Can you tell me what that is? Because we're the ones that build that out.
initially, that was the Westlaw, which we have not been paying.
$18,000 on Westlaw? It's a $3,000 a year contract, right?
I don't know how much.
It's not, yeah. Right on that.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can find out.
Tell me what that $18,000 is.
We can look at it find out. I can't tell you what that I've got in mind. As soon as you do that, you know, and then we do that.
Well, we need to know what it is because
I think it's that initially Frank Cobb was being paid out of that, and then we were
forced to
switch over to
contract business.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes more sense. That's part of what his salary was, but we had a contract. I bet that's what it is.
I will check.
Seem like Westlaw was 400 a month, or
yes.
And I think that the
why don't we just
I think the prosecuting attorney still has that Westlaw, and if they have it, our attorney should be able to walk in and use it.
Our attorney has it also. We have purchased this Westlaw here for Mr. Bob. So our attorney's been trying to keep him controlling this since he's been here, and then we'll stop building.
We sent them a termination letter in May, and they continue to bill us.
Why don't we just set in the same thing? Thank you. Same thing for 2013 and later approved in 2012 in this department. Is that our view?
Yep.
Let's do that. Just everything. Just carry the line over to the right. And that'll come out to the total at the bottom of 160 and 250. Okay. So down to 129, resources. Can you tell me what that amount is on salary increase? Yeah.
Well, I have to add 2 numbers to get here. Increases.
Yes.
For 61.59.19.
133.
12.27.
34. There should be 0. 135.
12,727.88.
136, that's just a contract, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I really might take a look at that this year. 137?
690.40.
Who'd that go to?
Melissa and Chris.
Well, probably were all the Chris, did it?
No. Majority of them went to Chris.
4 days.
Pardon? We've allowed her 5th day over the coroner's budget for a total of beginning of the year 42. So what happened is we turned around and put an increase.
You did.
On it here? Did we put it over in the coroner's budget as well?
We did. But you increased her salary by the hour.
All right, tell me again what that amount is.
The total is 690.40.
690.40. And you gave that to me also over in the coroner's budget on it? Did that down?
Actually, over in the coroner's budget, you budgeted in 4,200, and I did not give you any increase because I told you it was all in here. So if you wanted to divide them up by between the corners, this means you'd take a fourth of that.
No, the 690.40 is based on what?
It's based on Melissa, and it's based on both people in that office.
So Chris received an increase?
Yes.
But my point is, she received an increase on what salary was here, not what salary was in the coroner's office. That's okay.
We pay her an hourly salary.
I understand.
And so she got an increase over both, but we only take so much of it out of corners because that's what she budgeted there. That's my understanding.
She got two. I understand, but it just seems like out of $690.40, it might have been a little bit more than that when you split that with the other person. Of course, for him, we're only paying about $8,520.
It's not very much. It's a small amount.
Okay. Let's move on to the airport. That would have been my contract. Well, what we've got going is that. Now that I think about it. All right, ready?
6,038.40.
6,038.40. Okay. Is that it?
That's all engine and revenues.
Didn't we work on R&D the other day with R&D guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I must have wrote it somewhere else. I bet I put it in that other budget I've got. The assessor. That'd be 355. Yes, sir.
$14,310.40.
Elections. Does Donna have an employee we're paying out of elections?
She does, but we did not. Well, yes, we did this minute.
1268.80. Senior citizens, you're going to ask them for a breakdown? We didn't do that.
I asked them.
Transfer station.
The increases were 5,824. And it's going to be also in the third one, which is full time, which is part time.
We're going to address that. Okay. All right. And that's it for now.
When you get 911.
911?
$3,656.
But this is a separate fund, correct? Right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. All of those classes you talked about.
3,000, how much?
$656.12.
Okay. I'm going to build a chart like I did last year, Danny, with yellow pad, down the side, mm-hmm. two columns, what Rick did on the computer, and I'll go back and double check with the figures that he's got there. Then, if we take this increase, Rick, with the salaries, like 2012, yes. Did you give me a figure earlier on that?
Yeah, just one. You want to know what the approved plus the raises, is that what you wanted?
2012 approved was, gave that figure to me in approved.
Well, I.
Somewhere.
2012 approved. Was
16,559,
56248. 16,559, 56248.
Salary increase total.
Ron, I've got a total, but in that total, I've got also that buyout in there. The increase.
So what I'll do is I'll individually add all these things. Correct?
Yeah, I think I can probably do that real quick. Let me make sure.
Okay.
All I have to do is just change a couple.
You're talking buyout. You're talking flood buyout.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'll do this.
Okay.
Okay.
$186,017.88. Annualized.
That is for 2013.
That would be 2013. Yes. I've got the other ones if you'd like it. And you have that spreadsheet going, look at it.
Well, then I will.
I can
even
bring it up so you have it on top of you.
It's just easier for me to ask you.
And I don't mind giving it all.
Right, no, anyway. Okay, now, our estimated expenditures that were requested. No, estimated revenues, including the flood, because this includes the flood buyout. No, it doesn't. It does not include the flood buyout. We didn't have any in there. They didn't put any in 2012.
So that's 3,000,009
something. Right, but I thought maybe we put some in 2012, but we have to.
We put in a separate fund in 2012.
Okay. Now, what if we got in anticipated revenues
for
Jones County revenue?
2013. Projected revenues are 16 million 161,693. Do you want to leave the flood buyout in there or take it out?
Flood buyout in there?
It is.
That's a shame.
It is, isn't it? You were feeling pretty good there for a second, weren't you?
Well, I'm Actually, something's not right. We were talking here the other day that we had requests that totaled 4.5, 4.6 million more than we had revenues available. That included the flood buyout. Did not include the flood buyout.
It did
include the flood buyout.
On both sides, revenue and expense, yes.
So the flood buyout is in this 16-161. When you have the flood buyout.
Page of machines here.
It's even worse than I thought.
$2,836,612. 1,092,092,531.
2012 approved budget and approved the 2012 budget again, plus the salary increases that were granted, we would have a shortfall of around $500,000.
Your shortfall would be about $1.2 million this year.
Well, right now I'm showing it to be about $4 million, so I've got something that's not right here.
Okay.
Help me find one, yes.
When I look at those, I look at there's a contingency fund in there that is
$350,000.
No, contingency is $1.6 million. And I don't think
that's right. So I got it back out. I got to back out what is in that other expense fund that we probably won't spend. I don't see that we're going to get this capital expenditure made on this building down here until 2013, Dan. The bidding process is going to take 2 weeks.
You mean on the parking garage?
That's what did I say?
You said the building. We thought
yeah, parking garage, that's what I meant. So we're going to be looking at it as an expenditure, and we're going to have some real buildings and grounds expenditures that are going to fall in.
How much is that going to be?
2013. To do just the repair on the damage itself is pretty negligible, $2,000. But to revamp the garage the way that it should be is close to $200,000. And then Dan's suggestion and the question that he asked is if we put a roof on it, then when we have that 10-year expense of $200,000, it should probably know.
You did include, or this budget that we have right here right now, it does include $300,000. Capital improvements request.
Which budget does?
The 2013 request.
Yeah, okay, let's go to that. That's in 114, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing we need to get. We don't have to get it today, but that's where I have some. You can find out about it there. There are those changes. HPRP grant. You got it right, it's not the HPPR. Yay! One of the big ones that we had, Danny, was that was in this 114 was potential litigation that we